In the 1980s, in Detroit, there probably weren't a lot of people who looked around downtown and thought, what this place needs is a world-class opera theater.
When David proposed this, buying this building, there was really nothing downtown here. Everything was closed up, and it was, you know, to us, it was a little frightening. Are you really serious about this?
Suzanne Magliari-Acton is the assistant music director and chorus master at Michigan Opera Theater, the company David DiChiara founded in 1971. For more than 20 years, it was sort of a gypsy opera company. They staged shows at the Fisher Theater and Music Hall, but they didn't have a home of their own. So Acton says finding places to rehearse in those days was an adventure.
One was a car dealership. One was at the Leland Hotel. We were in the ballroom. And so I distinctly remember Friday nights, it was always a bar. And we would come the next morning and have to sweep up the beer cans and everything to go into rehearsal.
This was before the renovations of the Fox and other theater venues in the city. And a lot of the city's arts patrons lived out in the suburbs.
There were a number of people that really wanted him to go to, you know, Troy.
Michael Hauser has been with MOT since 1989.
Which, you know, a lot of people at that time felt that that was going to sort of be the center of the metro area. But he always felt that, you know, culture and the arts really belonged in the central city.
DiChiara had his eye on an abandoned theater off Grand Circus Park. It had all the opulence of those early 20th century movie palaces. But the building had been stripped. Some of the roof was missing. Bums lived in the building. And Hauser says local banks had zero interest in financing DiChiara's opera house dream. DiChiara persisted, though. He got the building renovated with the help of foundations, patrons, and the Big Three. And in 1996, Luciano Pavarotti and Joan Sutherland were on hand for the opening of the Detroit Opera House. Fred Cohn is a longtime opera critic and edits Opera America magazine. He remembers coming to Detroit for one of the two world premieres the Opera House has hosted.
I've never seen anything like it.
Cohn came to cover the opening of Margaret Garner, the pre-Civil War story of an enslaved mother who killed her own daughter rather than let her return to slavery. Cohn says the audience was jubilant and fabulously dressed in a way that outshined even New York City audiences.
And what was also amazing about it to me as a New York opera goer was how much of the audience was African American. I'm sure it was at least half, if not more.
I had always said that the first opera that this opera house would present in a, you know, as a new work was going to reflect the African American community, and that I felt that this city deserved that.
That voice right there is DiChiara himself in a 2007 interview with Michigan Radio. To call DiChiara ambitious seems like an understatement. At one point in the mid-80s, he was running three opera companies in Detroit, Dayton, and Orange County, California. And in 2007, Michigan Opera Theater premiered his own work. Cyrano interpreted the story of a French cadet with a nose so grotesquely large it keeps him from telling Roxanne he loves her. DiChiara says he related to Cyrano de Bergerac, who lived his life in a grand manner to cover up a deep sadness.
And I think we do that. All of us do that in life. And a lot of us, you know, just have parts of our lives that we just, you know, are unfulfilled in some way or another.
But unlike Cyrano, David DiChiara's great desire to bring opera to Detroit was fulfilled. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.